passed through, and you heard shots.
It happened pretty much in front of me, John. I didn't know that the president was dead until I came back to the newsroom. They wouldn't let us out of the Texas Blue Book Observatory building. And if the president turned the corner, we were standing there and broke into the hall. I didn't expect to come around. It's funny because we were remarking among ourselves, very short, radio promotion was looking. And we were looking up at the open windows of the Texas Blue Book Observatory building and at all that open space and wondering just how in the world they had already covered all this, wondering where the Secret Service men were. And right after Mr. Kennedy passed in front of me, I heard one big explosion, and my immediate thought was, like I think most of the people standing around me, firefighters, those 34 cities. The shock didn't seem rapid at all. It was pretty well placed as reverberating shots. How far were you from the car to reach on the stop for fire? The ground was in the middle of the street, and I was on the left hand side of the street, also about 2 inches. Immediately ran up the knoll over there by the fire.
I live shooting.
Better excuse to fight a war.